Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
ChatGPT is going to start remembering and also forgetting things that you tell it. This is a really interesting new feature that they're going to be rolling out, and it's called Memories. Essentially, what this is going to be able to do is it's kind of a test that they're running right now. They have a small portion of, I think, the free and also paid users that are able to actually see this on ChatGPT. It's a little drop down. And they'll have a bigger rollout to everyone else at some point in the future. But essentially allows you to specifically tell ChatGPT to remember something that you say, add it to like this little running list of like important factoids or memories about yourself. And it uses those for context in giving you all your responses. And the idea here is that it's going to make, you know, all of your responses more personal. It's going to be able to remember information about yourself so that it's, you know, everything's catered to you. So OpenAI talked a lot about this. They had a blog post about this, and they specifically said about all this, you know, quote, ChatGPT can now carry what it learns between chats, allowing it to provide more relevant responses. As you chat with ChatGPT, you can ask it to remember something specific or let it pick up details itself. ChatGPT's memory will get better the more you use it, and you'll start to notice the improvements over time. Okay, I think this is like so fascinating. I think it's like, there's a lot of ways I can imagine this to be really useful. You know, let's say you want ChatGPT to remember that you live in the city, for example, and you prefer to take, you know, public transit or buses or something. You simply start by saying remember, and you could say remember that I live in the city and I mostly drive, or I mostly take the bus and I like public transit, right? So you tell it that. All of a sudden, it saves this into what's called the memory manager, which is a giant list of everything. Now, you have a couple different options with that, but I still think I think this is really fascinating. And of course, that's one example. You could say something like, you know, remember I have teenagers, and all of a sudden, like when you ask for advice about, you know, parenting, it's going to know that you're referring to teenagers instead of like, you know, toddlers or something. So there's like these kinds of things that I think would be interesting with it. That being said, OpenAI specifically has given out a bunch of different examples and ways that they think that this is going to be useful in a business context. They say it can remember things like, you can tell it to remember like what tone you want to use, the voice and formatting preferences, like for blog posts and stuff like that. You can also tell it like the specific language, like always respond to me in Spanish, for example. Or you could say, you know, tell it the frameworks for programming that you use. Okay, a bunch of different things. I think this is really interesting. What I will say is they gave like kind of a screenshot of some like sample memories. They have this thing called the managed memory. You're able to go in there and delete. There's a little trash can by each of these like kind of points, so you can go and delete ones that you don't like. And there's also a button where you can clear all of ChatGPT's memory, all of their memories. So they give a bunch of examples. I'll read them just because I feel like it gives you some ideas of what some things you could do use this for. But it says one of them is, has a two-year-old daughter named Lena. Daughter Lena loves jellyfish, prefers meeting summaries to have headlines and bullet points and action items summarized at the end. Prefers assistance with writing blog posts to be more concise, straightforward, and less emotive. Loves to travel, is interested in traveling to Mexico for April vacation. Okay, so all of these things are interesting that theoretically you could have about yourself. Now, what I wanted to bring up is the fact that GPTs, right? So OpenAI has recently launched the GPT store, where you can get kind of, you can create these like custom chatbots, and all of this, of course, is powered by OpenAI's models. But they have their own memories. So in addition, right, like ChatGPT has a memory when you're chatting with it, but the GPTs can also have their own memories. And for example, this one's called the Books GPT, and it can automatically remember which books you've already read, you know, the genres that you like, and all of those won't be shared with ChatGPT, and vice versa. They won't get all of the memories that are shared with ChatGPT, right? So you could have specific memories for specific GPTs. Very, very interesting. It kind of reminds me of like when I go into my iPhone and I look at like, you know, you can go to all of the different applications and see what like permissions they have and, you know, notification settings and stuff. Like, you'll be able to do that where each GPT will have its own kind of memory settings, essentially. So What I will say is that the memory feature right now, this is talking about ChatGPT and also all of the GPTs, it can be disabled at any time. You just go to the ChatGPT settings menu and you can turn it off. ChatGPT and also the GPTs are not going to use, are not going to create or use memories per se. So you can go to that same menu and then you can view and delete, of course, all the memories and clear anything that you don't want on there. So what I will say, this is an important point. If you go and just like delete a chat from your chat history, that's not going to erase all of the GPTs or the ChatGPT memories that might have been created while using that. So you're actually going to need to go in and specifically delete the memories. Even if you've deleted the whole chat, it won't actually get rid of those. So one thing that I do think is important is, you know, you can kind of imagine that over time, ChatGPT is going to get a ton of these memories, and a concern would be personal information, specifically like health information. And so right now, ChatGPT essentially said that this feature is switched on by default to capture your memories, and that there is the possibility it can get some information you may not want it to get, but they are apparently taking steps to steer it away from, you know, proactively remembering things like health details. Unless you actually ask it to do that, it's going to not remember those kinds of things, right? So if you're like, I have diabetes, but you want that to be confidential, it's not going to just like proactively grab that sort of information, health information, unless you tell it like, hey, I have diabetes, remember this, et cetera, et cetera. That brings up another point or concern I might have, which is that like, okay, sure, you're going to tell it not to proactively remember my health details, I don't want you to, but that doesn't mean it's not going to remember, like, I don't know, it's not going to just like randomly grab things from a conversation and store it to memories even if I didn't ask it. That, I don't know why, just feels like, I don't know, I don't like that really. I want to have control and tell it like what it can remember and not, and you know, what it can't remember. I don't want to like chat with this thing for like a month, go into the memory section and go have to like read through this giant spreadsheet and delete the things that I'm like, oh, I don't want it to remember this. I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me in that one, especially because it's all opted in by default. So what I will say, they do have special carve outs for ChatGPT business customers who opt out. They're not going to automatically be getting everything saved, but that's kind of like everyone. I think it has the ability to opt out. What I will say is they recently were writing in that same blog post, they said, quote, ChatGPT's memories evolve with your interactions and aren't linked to specific conversations. And memories like chats with GPT are not shared with the GPT builders. So I think that's important to know. For people that are more concerned about privacy, OpenAI is also rolling out a new, what they're calling temporary chat feature to ChatGPT. So initially this is going to be just kind of a small set of users that will be able to test this, but they'll get it to everyone eventually. But this whole chat, temporary chat thing is essentially like incognito on a Google Chrome browser, right? Like a private browser. You could open up a fresh tab that is not going to have access to any of your memories. And likewise, you can do this temporary chats with GPTs and it won't have any of the memories from the GPTs. I think this is going to be really useful, right? Sometimes you might have like specific things you'll want remembered from your job or from something about your life, and all of a sudden you're coming up with like a brand new company or a brand new project, or you get a brand new job and you don't want it to remember all the old stuff. So you just want like a clean slate. And I think that that is going to be really interesting. What I will say is when you do that, it's not going to be aware of any of your, you know, memories from previous conversations, but it will still have your custom instructions. So if you've enabled custom instructions, which is essentially like injecting a prompt ahead of every conversation you have, saying something like, always talk in a casual tone or always be concise, for example. Those are kind of the custom instructions. Even on a temporary chat, those custom instructions will still kick in. So I think that's kind of useful. OpenAI has said that it might actually keep copies of your temporary chat conversations for up to 30 days for what they're saying are safety reasons. I'll just say, you know, this, take it with a grain of salt. Like this isn't, I wouldn't put all your private personal information in there that you'd like normally not share just because it's in a temporary chat. If they're storing this for 7 days, their contractors can look over it. People can see your chat messages. So, you know, just make sure you're not, you know, sharing confidential or personal information with ChatGPT. This is kind of the advice that we've been saying for a long time, but I think it's especially important now. One thing that I think would be kind of interesting, I'm brainstorming ways that I'm excited to kind of start using these memory features, even with my own like company. So as you probably know, I'm starting a company called AI Chat or AI Box, which is a no-code AI app builder and marketplace. And the thing that's really cool about it, of course, we're raising a crowdfunding campaign. We've raised over $340,000. If you're interested in investing, I'll leave a link in the description. We're closing that soon. But the thing that I'm thinking that would be interesting with it is literally creating an account that I get my virtual assistants or other people to log in, and they can use this account. And I'll create a bunch of custom memories of, specifically for my company. So all of the information about our company, and as I have people coming in, working on projects, creating assets for, marketing materials or other things, it's gonna like this account will have all of these memories that know all the specific information about. It's kind of like creating custom instructions, which you can create hundreds of them that are just like information about your company. Now, I know you can kind of create different GPTs for that by uploading like documents about your company as well. So there may be ways to do this where you don't have to tie up an entire account, but I think there's a ton of different interesting use cases here that I'm getting excited about and that I'll be testing out as this gets rolled out to more people. I'll definitely keep you up to date on kind of how this is being adopted, what people are using it for, some of the best use cases, and I think this is going to be really exciting to see how this new feature rolls out in the future.